The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, this is Sammy Clark.
And this is Sammy Spalter. We are best friends, co-founders of our wellness platform, Form, and now hopefully your new favorite podcast host with our new podcast, Transform.
We started Transform because we are constantly having all of these big life chats, so we thought it was time to bring the conversations to the mic for you to join in, knowing we can all relate to the forming the best version of ourselves.
We will be chatting it up from everything from self-love, health and wellness, relationships, owning a business, and all of the other hills and valleys that is this big, beautiful life.
Tune in every week wherever you listen to your podcasts.
See you soon.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room. Hey guys, this is Not Skinny But Not Fat. I'm Amanda Hirsch, and today we have another Amanda on the show. We have Amanda Batula. She is proclaimed as Bravo's most normal girl, and she really is. She's normal, but she's also Bravo's very own Hailey Bieber. She's got fashion, she's got style, and she's got a husband that won't stop going out until 4 a.m. and making her very, very mad. Anyway, enjoy this episode with Amanda Batula from Summer House. She's glam to the mags. She's in Miu Miu. She's looking amazing. It's fine.
It's fine. It's a pleated skirt. It's, you know, it is what it is.
Amanda Batula is here, everybody.
Hi.
I'm so excited.
Two Amandas.
I know. Do you know that I forget that? Like, when I call somebody Amanda, I don't think that I'm Amanda too.
I guess I feel that way too.
Do you like your name?
I feel like there's no good nicknames.
I tried to get people to call me Mandy when I was little. It didn't work.
I did not want that at all.
Oh, you didn't?
I tried to get people to call me Andy at one point because it was like short for Mandy.
Andy's kind of cute.
Right?
Andy's really
but
cute.
But Andy is not a nickname for Amanda.
But wait, do you know what it means?
What?
Our name.
No.
Oh my God, I got it tattooed on me the minute I found out. It means in Latin, she who must be loved.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Isn't it? Our parents probably didn't know.
I feel like I looked it up one time.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was my first and last name at some like weird website. And it said like beautiful virgin. And I was like, I wouldn't get that tattooed on my body.
But I know.
I'm glad it's but, she who
yeah.
should be loved.
Yeah. Do you have an Alexa at home?
We're a Google house.
So whatever, ask them, what does Amanda mean? They'll tell you.
Okay.
I play with my son all the time. So it's like, she must be loved.
So
it's a beautiful
Lucky
name.
Us.
I would say you're the most like mysterious reality star.
Am I?
Yeah. And then when I was thinking about that, I was remembering the article that you had Glamour write about you that I like really agreed with. They called it the most normal girl on Bravo.
That was a wild headline for that.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Like, I was just not expecting that to be the headline, but I was like, wow.
Did it like flatter you? Did it make you feel like, wait, I'm normal?
I felt flattered, I guess, by it. Yeah. Some people thought it was like rude and offensive, but I guess because people don't want to be considered like normal, but I thought it was great because that's kind of how I feel.
I looked it in a positive way too. Like as in, not a stig walking character, James Kennedy, you know,
like just
reality TV person.
Spewing drama,
right.
And like one-liners. And,
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I took it like that.
Yeah. That's how I, interpret it. Also,
But you're a little bit intimidating, I think, too.
Am I?
A little bit. I think so.
Maybe because I'm quiet. I'm like very shy. I'm such an introvert and I'm very shy around people, like new people. I get so much anxiety.
You do.
I like hide behind Kyle. That's why I married him because he will have the conversation and I can just stand there. Yeah.
That is interesting. And I have learned in my life to not judge people, like to not think immediately that it's about me.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's a learning process.
Right.
Yeah.
So there, I have like a neighbor that I'm like, what a bitch. She never says hello. And then after 3 years, she started saying hello. And then I realized like she's just really shy.
Yeah.
She wants. So you're shy.
I am.
Like grew up shy.
Yes. When I'm with people that I know really well, and I think that's what like you kind of see on the show too, is I open up. I'm like a fun person. I'm goofy. I'm very extroverted with people that I feel comfortable around. But when it's new people, I like don't know how to have conversation. I forget like how to speak. I get like really nervous and uncomfortable.
But everyone seems like they want like the new people seem to flock to you in a way, though. Like they want your acceptance and like you to like them and stuff.
Because in a weird way, I also want, I think because my first summer, I didn't feel super included. Like, I know the girls like tried to, but they were a really close group of friends. So I didn't feel like completely submerged in the friend group. So I feel like I'm always trying to make sure people feel like included and comfortable. And like, I used to text people all the time after their first weekend being like, how are you feeling?
Oh,
how's
cute.
It going? After the first episode aired, I'd be like, you know, how are you? And checking in.
Because you've been there.
Yeah.
Did anyone check in on you then?
No.
So you were shy in high school, but I feel like you were probably really popular too.
By association, I think my friend group was, we all did sports. We had like a big friend group. We were called the Nine.
Oh my God.
We didn't call ourselves that.
There were nine girls?
Yes.
Are you nines in hotness too?
No. Okay. There were nine of us.
Okay.
Yeah. We were friends with all the boys.
Are you still friends with the Nines?
There's seven of us now. But yeah.
Stop. What happened to the two?
Some people, you know, just got cut.
They got cut. I can't believe you threw out that number so fast. We're seven. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Because we've had, yeah. Normally I count, but I'm.
You know it's seven.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they think about, like, your fame?
That's crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of them watch it. My best friend growing up that's in the group will say, like, she'll be like, sorry, Amanda, I don't watch it because I don't watch reality TV. I'm like, that's okay.
Do you get offended if they don't?
No. I prefer when people don't watch.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Especially new people that I'm meeting, because I want them to know me like as I would want to present myself to someone, not the me that's like yelling at Kyle or like drunk, yeah, skinny dipping in a pool or, you know.
What aren't we seeing then on the show of you?
Everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I can't hide how I'm feeling ever. I think it's always very apparent, like when I'm upset or angry.
Right.
Yeah. So I usually cry. I don't hold back.
On the show you do.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, what aren't we seeing of you?
I don't know. I feel like over the years I've gotten really comfortable and I just,
yeah,
you know,
we were talking about before we started, like
there.
You're in underwear.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
like,
care.
So maybe a little too comfortable.
Very comfortable. Because it is like Big Brother vibe sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Like in the rooms.
Yeah.
There's not like a man.
No, there's cameras in the corner. Yeah.
So you do kind of forget.
Yeah, because it's not, it's like out of sight. And
yeah,
they're not used. I mean, think about how much footage they have. It's every room has a camera in it. Like the whole house, there's filming 24/7. There's so much footage.
Yeah.
So you know to expect that like not everything's going to make it.
But people are asking about this new room that you've been going into this season. Some like blue room. Like
The club.
That's called the club.
It's the one with like the disco light and stuff.
It's like bluish. People are like, Amanda keeps going into this like room when you want some like quiet or something.
Blue room?
Yeah. You don't know what they're talking about?
No, because the only thing that has like blue lighting is like the club that we call it.
Uh-huh.
And there's no privacy. There's no doors.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what they were talking about.
You guys, I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again, if you want a supplement that I recommend taking, and I don't easily recommend supplements. The supplement I want to recommend to you is called Nutrafol, if you haven't heard of it. Nutrafol I used after I was postpartum with Noah. My baby hairs were growing in. They were really being annoying, and I had some bald spots, some spots that, you know, didn't look so good. I remember I wasn't scared to like lose hair during pregnancy and postpartum when everyone was like, yeah, I could thin, it could fall. I was like, I have so much hair. Anyway, I highly recommend using Nutrafol as a hair supplement to make it thicker, strengthen it, and even help that thinning. I am ready to go with my postpartum Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair and less shedding. And Mother's Day is coming up, you guys. So If you don't think I've given my mother a jar of Nutrafol, I have. And this Mother's Day, you can share the gift of growth with a special woman in your life. Whether it's your mother, aunt, or friend, Nutrafol is a unique and thoughtful gift with a lasting impact. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code NOTSKINNY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, that's spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L.com, promo code NOTSKINNY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code is NOTSKINNY. Okay, you guys are always asking me, Amanda, what should we watch? What's coming up? What's new? What's hot right now? And let me tell you about this new show that's coming out exclusively on Stars and the Stars app. It's called Mary and George, and it's starring the ultimate, iconic, timeless, gorgeous, talented Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzin, who you've seen everywhere lately. Like, he's just amazing. I'm so excited to see these two act together. I mean, the talent is just crazy and I can't wait. Okay, so Mary and George is inspired by the true story that's almost unbelievable of Mary Villiers, who molded her beautiful and charismatic son, George, to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. So through outrageous scheming, this pair, this mother and son pair, rose from humble beginnings to become the richest, most titled, and influential players the English court had ever seen. I am so excited for this show. I'm so excited to see Julianne and Nicholas together. I love this like old kingdom, you know, rivalries and manipulation and scheming and power and all that stuff. Oh, it's going to be so good. Watch Mary and George only on Stars and the Stars app.
So let's go back to you coming on the show. You weren't at that time, like a lot of other people, wanting to be famous.
No.
Wanting to be on TV.
No.
Wanting to be in entertainment.
No.
You're a graphic designer.
Yep.
So how, like, I know you started dating Kyle.
Yeah.
But did he have to convince you to even come on for the first time?
No. So we had like been dating. We weren't official, but I had like met some of his family members. We were together for 8 months before he broke up with me to film the show. Cause I guess he like, production thought he was single and he didn't know what to expect. So he's kind of like, before I like screw you over on TV, let me just cut my ties.
After 8 months though.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Cause I was like, what are we and what are we doing?
Yeah.
Cause I know you're going to be on the show now. Like you've told
me. Have you seen him on the show before at that point?
No, this was before their first season.
Oh, it was before the first ever season.
So when we were together was when I think he had applied for it before we met, but like nothing had come of it. And then while we were seeing each other, the conversation picked back up and they were casting for it and all that stuff. So then we were no longer together and we were both out in the Hamptons and we would run into each other at night. So I would go over there late.
Well, you were doing shared houses too?
With my friends, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I would hang out there late at night, which everyone loves calling me a booty call. But they were filming during the day. Like they had a job. There were big cameras up. I couldn't just come over to the house. So if I wanted to see him, I had to go over there late at night when they were done filming.
Oh, my God. You're still carrying that booty call.
Oh, yeah. People love to tell me I'm a booty call all the time.
Still?
Yes.
What? Yep. They're like, hey, booty call.
Know your place. You're just a booty call. I'm like, okay.
You're like, no, I'm actually his wife.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
like,
crazy.
Remember where you started? I'm like, that's not how it
started.
First
of all, okay. What's wrong with starting?
Nothing.
And hooking up and like whatever.
Yeah.
You know what's wild to me? Because even though I've watched Summer House from season one, I'm like realizing now just like the psychology of Kyle a little bit. Like he didn't get to really like be ever single for real.
So I was out there in July and then in August I was not in the Hamptons and that's where he like made out with like three girls or something. So that was like as single as he got.
Right. But he didn't get to enjoy like reality star fandom of like girls sliding into DMs, like being a free bird. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I never got to enjoy it either.
I know, that's true. But like, do you care?
No.
Okay.
I don't think.
Wait, how old were you when you started dating?
I was 24. I just turned 24 when we met.
So it was a baby.
Yeah. And then I was 25 the first summer that they started filming. And then at the end of that summer, he like asked me to be his girlfriend. And I was like, after you just told me that you made out with people. But yeah, so that's kind of how I got looped into it. Because he was going to do the second season. Yeah. And like, what, was I going to sit home the whole summer while right. he's out in
and
the Hamptons?
And it's fun. It's like a fun thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like come hang out on the weekends. And
yeah. And I felt like, again, like protected and like safe with him.
Right.
You know, he was the extrovert. I didn't have to like, you know, be pushed outside of my comfort zone too much.
Yeah.
But I also like that he did push me out of my comfort zone to like try new things and, you know, talk to people, be more social. So
and be on TV.
Yeah.
How do you feel when you watch yourself back?
It used to be really hard, but now I'm just like, I guess this is who I am.
You don't care.
I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
Like you can't be that hard of a critic on yourself all the time.
And also you kind of like, I know you went through a lot with Kyle on the show, but like you kind of don't get into real messiness with anybody else.
Yeah, no.
Where like people would talk about shit about you in confessionals and like about your relationship. Yes, you went through it.
Yeah.
But like other stuff, I'm
personal
saying.
Personal level. No, I've never gotten in like fights with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had beef. I've never had falling outs with friends.
Well, Hannah, a little bit.
Yes, but I think that had a lot to do with we met on the show yeah. and being on the show.
Right.
Yeah, there's people, you know, that yeah. was sad. But like before filming, you know, I never had.
Oh, before filming.
Yes, like I right. never had falling outs with friends. Like I didn't have any
except
issues
except the two
with
that got cut.
It wasn't personal. It was a group decision.
Did you ever think of not coming back? Like had conversations with Kyle before the summer's coming up? Like maybe we set this one out.
There were earlier seasons. I think before season 7, I had a really hard time. I was going through like the hormonal issues, like the weight loss. People were kind of being really mean on the internet. And I was like, I don't need this. Like, I don't, you know, it's too much for me. Like, I can't emotionally handle it right now.
What did you share about that, by the way? Like, what hormonal issues?
So I went off birth control after we got married, and then everything was fine. And then it was like November, December, I stopped getting my period.
All right.
And then I didn't have it for like a full year. At that point, it was like 8 months or so. So, and I like had a lot of weight loss. I had really bad hormonal acne.
Your skin looks amazing now.
Thank you. It's been a journey. But there were times I didn't even want to leave the apartment. You know, like when your skin is so bad and it like hurts also,
yeah.
you can't even cover it up with anything. So I was just like really going through it on an emotional level. And I was dropping weight like I couldn't control. I was eating more than ever and I was losing weight like crazy.
What is this hormonal problem?
It was my hormones were just at, like, unbalanced. It's like post birth control syndrome. I think a lot of people go through it, just not talked about very much.
Did they have to stabilize it with like hormones?
So I went to the gyno and then I was waiting for an appointment and then I ended up getting my period back.
And did everything kind of
normalized
balance out?
Pretty much ever since. Yep. I started gaining weight again. I started like feeling more energized.
How many years were you on birth control that this can happen?
Probably since it was easily over 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you started talking about it, did a lot of girls like DM you that went through the same thing?
Yes. And I still get people asking questions about like, what did I do? What was I like? Who did I talk to? What did they say? Like, you know, all these girls that have gone off birth control and haven't gotten their period either.
It's wild.
Our bodies just kind of need to normalize. Sometimes it's a bigger issue for some people. It's not all just like, you know, waiting it out.
So you wouldn't go back on birth control after seeing what it did?
No.
So now you just have to, if you don't want a baby, have to just
pray.
Pray. So you were saying before that being in front of TV, reality TV, entertainment, acting, none of that spoke to you as a kid.
No, I did like acting camps as a kid and, you know, would have like one line. My friends would have like the lead role.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to, you know, I'd have one line and I would spend all my time remembering it.
Yeah.
That was as far as it got. That was like in, I don't know, elementary school. Middle school.
It never, were you like a fan of like the Kardashians?
Loved like, Kardashians, yeah. Loved the Housewives. Like, I remember the first time watching it. I mean, did I ever want to be famous? I feel like as a kid, you're like, you want to be like a famous pop star, like a famous actor.
Yeah,
you see
yeah.
these people, but like, it's a not accessible dream.
Right.
You know, it's like a fantasy
yeah.
that you want.
So what did your parents think when you got on the show?
I just like when I got my nose pierced, I was kind of like, this is what I'm doing. I'm not asking you. I'm doing it.
You're committed to that thing.
I was 24. I got it pierced just like a few months before I met Kyle. But yes, committed to it.
For life?
Not for life.
What do you think?
I don't know. Kyle says he never knew me without it, so he kind of likes it.
Right.
But people can't see it.
We didn't know you without it.
No.
And do you ever put a stud or just the ring?
No, just the hoop.
Always the hoop.
I always feel, and no offense to anyone that has a stud, but sometimes I feel like the studs look like big, like pimples.
Huh. They could. Yeah.
And especially being like on camera and stuff,
I wouldn't want to be mistaken. It's so weird to try to picture you without it now.
Yeah. But sometimes people don't even notice it. Like my wedding photos, you don't even see it in half the photos.
Is it always the same one or do you change it out?
Never. I got it pierced with a bigger one for swelling. And then the second I could get it changed out to the smallest one possible, I did.
And also, like, you're one of the only people left. Like, you got to hang on.
I know.
You know?
I got to keep the nose ring alive.
You really do.
But, yeah, so my parents, I just kind of told them, this is what I'm doing.
Do they watch?
My mom will occasionally. She hears more about it from her friends.
One of my aunts.
Weird. Yeah. One of my aunts watches all the time. And my dad has no interest.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch Bravo. He doesn't watch reality TV.
He's not
going to watch me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this season a little bit. Like you said, like we do see a lot of you getting mad at Kyle. I, you know, as a married lady, appreciate, you know, showing all sides of a relationship. Because, like, it's not going to be
rainbows and butterflies.
Right. Rainbows and butterflies. But it did feel like something else was a little going on. Because you were getting mad at him about, like, when you get mad at the small stuff already, you know what I mean? You're like, it's annoying, you're walking, you know, it's annoying, you're breathing. Which, like, I feel like if people saw it in a meme, they would relate to it because, like, everyone's like, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone has those feelings. So you got mad at him about the Jesse thing, which was funny. The Jesse hitting on Paige, which that in itself is, like, hilarious that he's not only hitting on Paige, but, like, Craig is like, yeah, that makes sense. And everyone's, like, talking about it. And then Kyle brings... Wait, what did Kyle say at dinner?
He said, like, so do you want to, like, rethink your, like, hitting on Paige?
Oh.
Which, in that moment, I wasn't, like super, super mad. You could see me being like, why would you say that?
Right.
And then, like, I wouldn't say, like, the way I'm going to murder you tonight if I was serious. I was jokingly, I was annoyed with him. Like, obviously, everything was fine. And I was like, okay, that wasn't cool of you, but whatever. I didn't really get upset until I had gone upstairs to get dressed. And I had overheard Sierra West and Jesse talking about how, like, it wasn't cool of Kyle to do that. It was kind of weird. And I mean, I'm associated with Kyle in my mind. So if people have beef with Kyle, yeah, like, it's going to be awkward for me or for them with me. And I don't want that. Like, I don't want his dumb decisions to affect.
But, like, that's annoying because Jesse Solomon to his face was like, that's so funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were kind of like, it was, like, weird. Like, I don't know why he did that, blah, blah, blah. So that's when I went back downstairs and was, like, really upset.
You were upset.
Yeah. I was mad.
Like, you almost started, you cried?
I don't know if I cried. I was just angry.
Do you think something else was going on a little bit? Like, it was just, like, you.
The whole summer?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Kyle and I were in, like, a rut before the summer. Like, I feel like we were just at each other and we kind of talk about it in this. We ended up going to therapy and we did brush on it a little bit that there's, like, obviously bigger underlying issues. And a lot of it does have to do with the way we communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think before the summer, if I can remember correctly, we just, like, we're kind of, like, both being, like, dicks to each other.
Yeah.
You know? And I just didn't have any patience for it. Like, I feel like after going off birth control too, my emotions are kind of more, they're not all over the place. I don't cry as much. I'm not, like, as sad. I'm more like, okay, if that's how you feel, then, like, screw you. Like,
yeah, you were, like, blunt at points this season. Like, when at the beginning of the season, he's, like, wanting to spend time with you and you're like, I'm good. Like, you're like, cool that you want to now, but, like,
yeah, that was something we used to fight about because all I wanted was him to hang out with me and
he'd
be
learned
on
how
his
to, like,
own.
Be...
Exactly. Independent, do my own thing. And now that I'm doing my own thing, he's going to, like, try to make me look bad, not intentionally, but try to make it look like I don't like him enough to hang out with him.
Yeah.
Like, no, I just got used to what you made me get used to. Like,
I
just
you were needier before and now you're like, you can go for a few days, I'm good with the dogs.
Yeah, like, I'm tired of, like, fighting about it, you
know? And now he wants
to. I accept it. Yeah. And then he was hanging out with the banana the whole time.
The
like literally after having that conversation. That's why there's so many things that he says that I think that he means something else, or like there's something else he needs, but the way it comes out is like, I want you to hang out with me more. And that's not true, because then he goes and like is a hypocrite against his own like wants.
Yeah.
And goes and does something else. So, which is why I have no patience for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is BS. You
Wait,
say it.
In your day to day, though.
It.
In your day to day, you work both from home.
Mm-hmm.
So both of you are at home together all day.
All day.
So you aren't like, it's not like quality time. It's like work
no.
time.
Yeah. But, and then the thing is, that man's always working. He works. So we were just on a flight to Mexico, 5-hour flight. He was on his computer the whole time, like so excited that he cleared out his inbox. Like he's just always working. So at night he'll work till like 7:30. I'll make dinner. He'll go to the gym. He'll eat when he comes back. And then he goes back into his office to answer more emails.
Wow.
Sometimes doesn't come to bed till like 2 a.m.
So you do have to do like date night and stuff like that.
Yeah. So when he's like, I don't hang out with him, I'm like, I am sitting my ass on a couch, not doing anything. Like you, if you came over, we could hang out together.
Yeah.
But you're keeping busy.
Wait, so does he have an office in the apartment and you work from the couch?
So we have like a key elevator situation. So we have our neighbors moved out and now we have both sides. We have like the whole floor technically. So we
oh,
have
you
the
rented
apartment,
the other apartment as
and
like
the
an
other
office?
Apartment's like an office.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
So it's really convenient.
Yeah.
But you know, it's still.
Is there a bed in the other room?
No. I wish. Sometimes yeah. I like, go sleep in the
yeah.
office. No, but it's. I still think it's not enough separation for Kyle from work because he's still able to work constantly.
Mm.
But that's why I get frustrated, because I'm accessible to hang out with. So when he complains about like being lonely or me not hanging out with him, I feel like that's not on me.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
So that's why. And I think a lot of that conversation was happening before the summer, which is why I went into the summer saying I'm in my no patience era.
Oh.
Because like he's complaining about things that like are easy fixes that like he also needs to put in the effort to fix.
But it's so funny because like there were summers of like the like more nagging Amanda of like, hang out with me. Why aren't you? Whatever. And then there's this like doesn't give a fuck, like do whatever you want, Amanda. And then the script flips.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's wild. I mean, that's like it's like human nature slash like. Things never change.
Yeah. So I guess because it was like flipping, that was getting me annoyed.
Yeah.
Because it's like things that I wanted for so long that I've had to like adapt to. You are now saying that like I'm not doing those things. So I was just very frustrated with him.
In general.
Yeah.
And also you were saying like you get embarrassed or like you don't want to be in an uncomfortable situation if he starts something with somebody in the house. But like no one really cared that much at the end of the
yeah.
day.
Yeah. But. There have been times like in Winter House when Luke, you know, had his like hand on Paige's shoulder or
right,
something happened
thing.
And Craig freaked out about it. So like he's very protective of her, as he should be. But there is a chance that could have gone south quickly.
What do you mean?
With Craig.
Yeah,
like Craig
me.
Could have gotten very upset the way that he did in Winter House. Like,
yeah.
He got very upset with Luke. So I didn't want, not that he would get that
oh,
angry.
Oh, with Craig specifically
Craig
that
with,
situation.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I wouldn't like that was my fear that
oh,
his one weekend that he's here
gotcha.
Could
you want it to avoid
a
like a bigger thing from happening.
Yeah.
Also, I think like at the end of the day, what Kyle did was very it was like reminiscent of like a housewives dinner, you know, like very reality TV
yeah.
situation. Like, so what do you think that he said that she said that he said, you know?
But these people are our friends
right,
at the
it's
end
a
of
real
the day. Like,
thing.
It's harder to just, like, build a bridge and get over it when you have, like, very personal relationships outside of
right.
the house.
So I think that you looked like the good person, the common sense person trying to be like, why would you do that? How did the audience feel? Was the audience, like, mad at you for
they
overreacting?
Thought I Some people were like, I get it. At the end of the day, I think everyone thought I overreacted, especially the way that it played out, which... probably did because I was already just annoyed in general with Kyle
yeah.
that summer. Some people kind of understood. But yeah, if it had just been left at what was said at the table, I wouldn't have come back downstairs and gotten upset again.
Because you would have seen that like everyone's over it, but you saw that there was some chatter and you didn't want it to like escalate.
Yeah. And I was also drinking. So, you know, you just get like.
How is your drinking? I wanted to ask. Can you really keep up with like the shots and the.
I don't take shots.
Okay.
I, for the past like maybe 2 or 3 years, I just put it up to my lips and then put it down.
For who?
For the visual. Otherwise, people are like, Amanda, you're the only one not doing it.
Yeah.
So now I don't even like complain. I just pretend to do it.
If so people, what's your like what? Wine? What do you drink?
Wine and Loverboy.
And Loverboy.
Yeah, those are my.
How
my
many can
two
you
things.
Drink?
I can't drink that much. Like I get buzzed and drunk pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe that's why I don't get so hungover.
And that's also why you probably want to stay in sometimes because you're like, I'm not that drunk where I'm like going to the club right
now. Like if we are day drinking, I end up like plateauing. Like I'm having so much fun. I have such a good buzz going, but there's a point where like I can't drink anymore. And then you start sobering up and then I'm like, I don't want to start over
again. Yeah, and you're like hangover at 5 p.m. You have a headache.
Yeah.
I am so excited that Clarins is sponsoring my show because I'm obsessed with Clarins. Like, thank you. Thank you for noticing me that I've been, you know, talking about your double serum, using it pumps after pumps, that I've been just loving your lip oils and saying that it's the best lip oil, better than its competitors. So I'm a Clarins girl. Okay. And that's why I wanted to tell you guys about a new Clarins product. Okay. So they have this amazing product. It's called the Multi-Active Cream. And it's actually been proven to target visible signs of aging. And it smooths lines and wrinkles. It refines pores. It evens tone and texture. And it strengthens the skin's moisture barrier. So Multi-Active Cream, that's why it's called multi. It's doing all this stuff. Okay, smoothing, refining, evening, strengthening, moisturizing. So if you're looking for a cream that does it all and you're like a low maintenance bee who wants like one cream and doesn't want to deal with like 1,000 skincare, try Clarins Multi-Active Cream. I highly recommend it. And if you want to get a discount, you can go to clarins.com/notskinny and you can get the Multi-Active Day and Night Cream for 10% off. A free welcome gift plus free shipping on your first order. That's Clarins. You know how to spell it. clarins.com/notskinny and then use the promo code not skinny. So you're going to clarins.com/notskinny and you're entering promo code not skinny. Isn't it so funny that t-shirts used to be considered like loungewear and, you know, just to hang around the house in, and like now it's like, what you wear day, night, like at least me, like I'm not wearing blouses, you know what I mean? And then you have your going out shirts, but that's a very specific type of shirt. Anyway, now that we have brands like Skims making amazing t-shirts that are just such good quality that look crisp and fresh and amazing, can wear it with a pair of slacks, with a pair of jeans, and just look so freaking good. But moreover, so comfortable. Like finding the perfect t-shirt is hard. I've always had problems like the fit, the quality. But let me tell you, the perfect t-shirt does exist and you can find it at Skims. From cropped silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there is literally a style for everybody. And you guys know I've been a Skims fan, a Skims customer ever since I, you know, discovered their Fits Everybody thong collection. For t-shirts, I definitely recommend checking out the cotton jersey t-shirt, the soft smoothing t-shirt. All of these look great, make your boobs look great. So check them out. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
So a lot of talk about the suburbs, moving to the suburbs this season. A lot of talk about babies, like Kyle talks to Paige about you not being ready. You think he's not ready. Both of you blaming each other for not being ready.
Yeah.
That does go back to the communication thing, which is wild. Like he thinks you're not ready. You think he's not ready. What's actually going on?
So the reason I think that if I was pregnant right now, like we would make it work. I think Kyle's afraid of big changes. You know, the proposal and the wedding was like a lot for him. I think he felt like he needed all of his ducks in a row. Like he needs everything to be like lined up and perfect. So I think the idea of having kids is scary. The idea of leaving the city, the convenience, like the partying, the social life is scary for him. So I think he partly puts it on me that I'm not ready.
But what is his reasoning for thinking you're not ready?
I think he just feels like I'm lazy. Like he feels like I don't do enough or don't work hard enough or a lot of stuff falls on him. Mm. That's how he
like
feels.
In the apartment? Like in what? Cleaning?
Yeah,
what?
Like in life. Just
does he really take care of most of the stuff though?
He does a lot of things, but I also do my fair share of things. And like that doesn't get taken into consideration. So it's not the same thing that he's doing. Like he pays the bills. Okay, he never gave me the option to like help contribute or like pay for the bills.
It's not
he
that
just
hard.
Did it. And isn't he? Exactly. There's yeah. like little things that he's like
it comes off like auto debit or something.
Yes. Or like, when he's like, I do your taxes. You don't do your own taxes. Kyle and I do the same amount of taxes. We have an accountant
yeah,
that we use
you're not
together.
Doing it. Yeah.
I'm going in my bank account. I'm downloading all of my like statements. I'm putting it into Excel and I'm sending it to Kyle to share with the accountant.
Yeah.
So like when he says things that like I don't do, yeah, sure. He's like the, you know, the person communicating, but I'm still doing the work.
Yeah.
I'm the one like making all the vet appointments, you know, dealing with stuff with the dogs, like buying all that, like taking care of that stuff. So there's some logistical stuff that Kyle does. And then there's other things that I take care of.
Yeah. Do you think that's an excuse though, that he's saying like that you aren't ready?
Yeah.
Because at the other hand, you know, you're over 30. You're talking about wanting a huge family moving to the suburbs. Like you're saying you're ready.
Yes.
Like you're not, you know,
yeah,
what
and
else
I
do
think,
you need to do?
I mean, I don't think you'll ever fully be ready
right.
for a
and
kid.
And everyone will say that to you.
Yes. And even if you think that you're ready, it's going to change your life once that
yeah.
baby comes. Like
I'm 8 months
never...
pregnant. I told my husband the other day, like, do you realize like it's going to be another baby?
This is your second, right?
Yeah, this is my second.
Yeah. And one to two, they say, is like the biggest.
I mean, but then I was talking to somebody about it. 0 to 1 is really crazier because you're going from
okay.
like not having
yeah,
anything
nothing and then
to that. But yeah, I think that my advice to you as somebody with a baby.
Yes.
Is
experienced
like,
woman.
Is like, yes, it's never a perfect time.
Yeah.
It's okay to have like some boxes to want to check, right? Like if you guys were still like, you know, making no money, then it's like, okay, you can check like, oh, financially stable, relationships in a good spot. Mental health is good,
yep.
you know, whatever. But like at the end of the day, you can't have everything be perfect.
Yeah.
And there's no perfect time to like have your life change from
yeah. And there's people that, you know, aren't trying to get pregnant and get pregnant unexpectedly and still
are 16
year
olds that
yes.
have
they're
babies.
Managing. So
yeah.
that's why, you know, I get a little frustrated with it. And he does handle like some logistical stuff more than I do. Like
but there's always
plans.
One person in the
yeah.
relationship that does.
But travel plans. Like if I book the plane myself, he'll complain that like I didn't do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I'm like, okay, you just do it. So there's
so
certain things.
So he's like
things,
a perfectionist too. Like
in yeah, with certain things, you know, I think he always thinks there's a better way to do it. So
yeah.
sure. That's why he's doing that stuff. Because if I do it, I'm doing it wrong.
Is there anything you're scared of with having kids?
I don't think scared is the word. I think it's. There's just, I know that there's going to be a lot of things that like you just don't expect. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be life changing. And I'm not comparing it to having dogs, but that's the only thing
you'll
I can relate to.
No, yes. I know. I used to be the same way.
Yeah.
And then you have a baby and you're like,
and
okay, it's
yeah,
not the same.
I know it's not the same at
yeah.
all, but still like having to adapt to certain things with that.
Yeah.
It just, I kind of just like went with the flow. So
yeah.
I feel like there's going to be things that we aren't expected and hurdles, but I'm not necessarily like nervous about it.
Do you want to move to the suburbs before you even?
That's how I felt. Or at least like when the baby arrived, I wanted to be in the suburbs. I think being close to my parents, when I say close to my parents, I don't mean 5 minutes. I don't mean 10 minutes. I don't want them to like be able to come over unannounced. I mean like a 45 minute drive.
Because how much is it now?
It's like over an hour.
Where are you in Jersey? Where'd you grow up?
It's like Hillsborough. It's like in the middle sort of New Jersey. It's kind of a little bit north of Princeton.
So would you want to be closer to the city?
Close to the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that we can still get in. But like my mom won't drive into the city. So
yeah.
if I need help with the kid, it's like what?
So
she's
that's
take
more
the train.
Why?
Yeah. Just to have, you know, the assistance.
Some support.
And yeah, exactly. I have a lot of friends that still live in New Jersey too. Friends that are moving to New Jersey. So, and his friends are kind of spread out everywhere.
Yeah. But would you compromise and have a baby stay in the city?
If so, where we live right now, I don't feel like I would feel very safe or secure with a kid.
Yeah.
So I feel like if we found the right place that was more family oriented, easier access to the outdoors, because we're also going to have the dogs that we'll have to walk while taking care of the kids. So if we had outdoor space, whether it's in the suburbs or like in the city, you know, there's certain conveniences that I think we need that would be ideal.
Yeah. But you are different than most like city girls, right? Because like most people are like, ugh, like I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to move to New Jersey. Like I don't want to leave the city. Like, so I get that mentality. So it's so interesting about you that you have this like different thing that's like, no, you want to go to the suburbs.
Well, it's something that we both talked about, like before we even got engaged, you know, when you're like getting to know someone and you have the conversation about like, how many kids do you want? Like, you know, making sure that like things align. The one thing that I loved that is that Kyle wanted to move to the suburbs and raise his family there and have the backyard. Like we had the same sort of upbringing. So I was like, perfect.
You said that you would.
I know. I'm like, what is happening now?
Yeah.
So I think he's just nervous of letting go of the city, which I get. It's a big change. But
do you see it happening still?
It has to. Whether he comes with me or not, it's going to happen. Yeah. I just, when I'm in the suburbs with my friends and their kids, I'm like so eager and ready.
Like
to,
you want that life.
Yes. And then when I come back to the city, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not ready for kids, you know? So I also feel like that.
Do most of the seven have kids in the suburbs?
No, they all sort of, most of them live in the suburbs. Only two of them have kids, but I have friends from college. A lot of my friends from college have kids, but they're more in Connecticut.
Gotcha. Let's talk about the house you went to see, because you do talk about wanting to go to the suburbs. You go to see this house. I remember seeing it on the show and going, that's a beautiful house. Now, I have friends that live in Jersey. I know there can be beautiful houses in Jersey, huge mansions with pools. Something about the house did give Hamptons.
So, yeah.
Gravel people found it.
Yeah.
They're crazy. How do they do it? Like, I don't know. They found the listing. I saw you responded to it already.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I think it was confusing. And they never said, like, this is New Jersey.
Right.
And while we were there, Kyle made a comment about, like, you know, not being able to see himself in New Jersey or whatever it is. He made a comment about New Jersey. But it wasn't about that house.
Like you weren't pretending.
No.
You're seeing a listing in New Jersey.
No. During the whole summer, we were very vocal about getting, like looking at a place in the Hamptons that, you know, we can come to during the fall, rent out during the summer to someone else, or like, you know, maybe stay there during the week during the summer to, you know, not have to do all the back and forth. Just somewhere where we can have outdoor space where we're not committing to a family home. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we were looking for something smaller. When I say smaller, that was like
smaller than that place.
About that. I mean, that size was probably bigger than I would have thought.
Yeah.
I wanted my ideal situation was like a little shack in the Hamptons, you know, like one of those like beat down. They just need like a little bit of upkeeping.
Yeah.
Someone else might tear it down, but we can just like polish it. They still were like going for $1 million.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is not realistic.
So did you end up getting anything?
No.
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 Are you still thinking about it?
I think we gave up on the Hamptons because we realized that if we're going to spend that kind of money on a house, I think we would want more house and in an area that would be more permanent. The Hamptons would be like a part-time thing.
Yeah.
And you'd want something that was, you know, appealed enough to people in a location that they would want to rent it.
Yeah. Like when you're not there, you mean?
Yeah.
So what's the thing about that where you were like, I want to get away from Kyle from the city by myself? Like you threw out those comments like for a month. I don't know. Like,
yeah, it wasn't about getting away from Kyle. I just know that he wants to be in the city so bad. A part
would
of
you
me,
really be in the house by yourself?
Oh, no,
somewhere?
I would be petrified.
No,
sometimes I think I make like empty threats just to like,
you're like
get him
me
to be like
in a giant house upstate. Like, where are you going?
To see if he would be like, oh, wow, damn. Like, would she do that? But no, I would.
So you wouldn't.
I'm terrified to be in the apartment by myself. Sometimes.
Oh, you, so, but you never, sounded really convincing when you were like, I'll go.
Don't tell Kyle.
By myself.
Yeah. But I also, it's like, if he's so adamant about staying in the city, why do we have to stay in the city? Like, why can't
we? You and the dogs?
No, me and Kyle. You know what I mean? Like, where there's no compromise. It's like, if he wants to stay in the city, we're staying in the city.
Right.
But if I went to the suburbs and he doesn't, then we can't go to the suburbs.
Well, first of all, you are right also in the sense that a lot of people that decide they want the city life and can afford it have an escape.
Yeah.
Like that does happen.
Yeah.
So, but no, it was just funny when picturing you like going with your bags, just like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was mad at him. I was mad at him all summer, but I was particularly mad at him that evening because he was out till 4 a.m.
Oh, that was when he went out in the city till 4 a.m.
Was it
in the city or in the Hamptons?
In the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was annoyed with him. So yeah. Me saying that, like, maybe I'll go out.
Where
for
do you
a month
go out
time
until
by
4
myself.
A.m.? Like clubs?
And I think he was like, he went back to, like, the guys were all staying at a hotel that were out of town. So they were like at the hotel bar or something. And I don't know. I didn't even want to know.
You didn't. You were just annoyed in general.
Yeah. I didn't care what he did or what excuse he had for it.
No. Damn. Okay. Let's talk about some other people.
Okay.
Let's talk shit about other people. Yes. No, I'm just kidding. Lindsay and Carl. From the beginning, were you a supporter of the relationship? Did you think it was going to work?
I was supportive of the relationship. I think that, like a lot of people, I was a little nervous about how quickly the engagement happened.
Oh, you agreed with that?
Yes, not vocally, not like red flag, like don't do it, but more so they knew each other as friends for so long. I felt like they needed to get to know each other on like a more intimate romantic level because there's a lot of differences between friendship and like, you know, sexual, you know, all that stuff. But I was rooting for them. We hung out with them a lot. It was like really cute to see them together. It made sense.
They had cute moments.
Yeah.
Where it made sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, I felt like there were moments, I don't remember like quotable moments, where like people do have this conception of Lindsay. I don't even know to put the name on it, but it's like, she seems, you know, she's like the scary one in that relationship or the one that can like really tear shit up. And I feel like you guys were worried for Carl some of the times.
Yes. I mean, she's very vocal. And yeah, there were times where, I mean, Kyle was definitely more
worried
about it. But, you know, she's hustle. She wants what she wants. You know, she's not going to let anyone walk all over her. And she's not in a negative way, but she's going to like get what she wants. She's going to make sure that that happens.
Yeah.
So there is like a fear of, you know, Carl just sort of taking a back seat in the relationship the whole time. But I mean, Lindsay's a fighter. Like every relationship that she's been in, not a like a words fighter, like fights for her relationship to make it work. Like she's never given up on any relationship that I've seen her in. Even when it gets really rocky, she's always committed to like not walking away.
Did you ever think that their relationship was like a compromise of like two friends that were like, well,
when they first got together, I'm not going to lie, I think a lot of people sort of felt like their like timelines were just aligning and they were crossing each other's paths at the right time. They're like, you want to get married? You want to get married? You want to have kids? Do you want to have kids? Like, all right, let's, you know, give it a try.
Yeah.
But seeing them together like later on, it felt, you could feel there was a lot of love there. It wasn't, you know, just to have
but
kids.
But it's weird that like you've known Lindsay for how many years? Like
9, 10 years, yeah.
And you never really became like friends. Like even like what you're not in the same like vibes. Like you're not friends. Like what is it about her that it's hard to connect to for a lot of people?
So I think it stems back to the season 2 reunion.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, these were my boyfriend's like best girlfriends. Like all I wanted was to be included and like be good friends with them. And they sort of left me out of a lot of stuff. They wouldn't include me. They wouldn't text me to hang out. I'd see them all together. And I get that. Like I'm their friend's girlfriend, whatever. They don't know how long I'm going to be around. But at the reunion, the girls kind of like came at me and it made me really upset. And I remember texting Lindsay after being like, what do I have to do to like make this right? Like just begging to be like, you know, taken back and friends again. And it was never quite the same after that. Mm. Like still to this day, I don't make plans with anyone, but you know, Lindsay doesn't text me to hang out. You
but
know,
do you think
I'm
that
not
maybe
texting
you got
her either.
So hurt then that when things changed and you kind of became like you and your friends are kind of, you know, more prominent in the house. Was it kind of like you were so hurt from that back then? Like you weren't going to let her in that way anymore?
Kind of. And I think season three, she like her and Danielle unfollowed me on Instagram and they like the three of us took a photo together that they cut me out of. Like I was literally right next to them in the photo and it was cropped to just the two of them. So there were a lot of things that made me realize, like, why am I fighting for these friendships if these girls don't care about me at all?
Yeah.
So then, you know, when I became closer with Hannah and Paige, I felt a lot more secure in my own skin. And I was like, I don't need their friendship.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, I, you know, it made me view her actions differently because it wasn't someone that I like passionately cared about.
Are Kyle and Lindsay still friends today? Or you had to kind of pick a side?
I don't think Kyle's picking a side. I mean, I can't ever tell what Kyle's going to do next. I know he has a lot of love for Lindsay.
He does? Is that weird for you? Like, are you like, what do you, like, what's the connection? Like, do you see it? Like,
yeah, they like, they fight a lot, but they also like will make up. I think they have a lot of forgiveness for each other, but they're also very honest with one another. It's very interesting to witness
that friendship.
Yeah.
What did you think of her trying to make Kyle a flower boy?
I understood if she did do it.
And it's not right. Because we don't know. I said that too. I was like, everyone's assuming this, which it could be a fair assumption, but we don't know for sure. Carl is presenting it. Well, oh, Carl did end up saying
yeah,
it
he said
her.
She didn't say verbatim, but
yeah,
know,
yeah.
If she did do it, I 100,000% understand, because if I was in Lindsay's shoes and Kyle was coming at me and calling me names and yelling at me previous to, you know, me getting married and was so rude, I wouldn't want him standing up like the day that I'm getting married with everyone else. You know, like I wouldn't necessarily want him up there. So I could understand why they were like, OK, we're not going to kick him out of the wedding, but this is how we'll incorporate him. But I know Kyle was really sad about it.
Yeah, you felt bad. First of all, he's had like a glow up these last few seasons where like he looks so good next to, you know, it used to be like he was the bad boy and he's fucking up. And like, you know, and I feel like other people are fucking up. And he's like, this is what you should do. I'm like, we're in a place right now where Kyle's like the voice of reason with his mullet.
I've taught him a lot. Like the amount of conversations that we have at home where I'm like, trying to explain to him or like get him to see something, or I'm like, you can't do this. Like, this is what you have to say. Like,
yeah.
You can't, you know.
So you're taking
like
full credit.
I'm taking like 80% credit.
And what about the mullet? You don't hate it.
And
you hate it?
I tolerate it. You know, I'm just, there are certain things that I'm trying to be a supportive wife in, and I have to pick my battles.
Yeah.
And that's a battle that I'm.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you think it would be a phase?
Yeah.
How long has it been? 2 years?
Like 2 years. I pull up photos from the wedding all the time. I'm like, look how handsome you look here. Like, you know, I'll pull his hair back in the mirror and be like, look at how attractive you look.
Oh my God, don't give him ideas on like ponytailing that shit or something.
I did French braid it the other day. It's
like
it
a rat
has
tail?
Been fun. Just two little like, you know, French braid pigtails in the back.
Paige and Craig, there's so much talk. You know, they're both reality stars and different shows. His fans really want him to settle down in Charleston. Paige gives like, I'm not leaving the city energy. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think she'll move to Charleston?
My dream scenario is that they end up getting a place in both spots. Like maybe Craig sells his house and they buy a house together in Charleston and they get an apartment in the city together and they have, you know, they're able to split their
time.
Life? I think that would be the next step in order for them to get engaged, because then they're still together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're sharing these apartments. Maybe they travel together. You know, Paige can come up here for work. You know, Craig can go down there.
But you don't see her moving.
I think Paige is really hitting her stride right now with her career and business wise. Like this is, you know, she's just getting started. Like she's worked really hard to get to where she is now, and to just uproot and move to Charleston makes no sense. There's no opportunities for her down there.
Yeah.
She'd be coming back to New York all the time anyway. So
I think that's maybe you saying that breaks the fourth wall a little bit, because I feel like that's not being said. It's said like, I don't want to leave the city, but you're right. So much of this is like career and like her life, not just like friends going out, summer house, but like everything else,
yeah,
you know,
travels for a lot of other things. But like, there's so much happening in the city where it just makes sense to be here. And yeah. Craig has his store.
That's
down
so
Charleston.
Hard though, because it feels like a, like, I mean, I think it is nice with them too that they are being realistic about it. You know, people were hating on that he was like, I don't know, maybe we'll break up.
Yeah,
but it's like there could be a world in that they don't figure it out.
I think that they will figure it out in an unconventional way that'll probably piss a lot of people off, but it'll work for them.
You think?
That's what I think. I mean, they're so happy right now. It makes me wish that like Kyle and I were long distance, because I feel like having some separate time.
When you were talking
together,
about the sex stuff and Paige was like, oh, you don't do it 5 times a day. I was like, OK, Paige, like you're not married. And also you're long distance, so you're always like missing each
yeah,
other.
Lindsay asked me and they didn't, I don't think they showed it, but I was like, I'm not doing it that much, but I'm also not going like 2 weeks without.
Well, you said at the beginning, like I think what they showed that you said, it, which is true, like, but if at the beginning, like
yes,
at the beginning,
in the
it
beginning
should
of
be.
A relationship, yes, yeah. It was happening all, yeah. You know, a lot more.
But you can't judge where somebody's at, you know, 10 years
no.
together.
No.
You know, I did want to ask you just, because we talked about at the beginning, normal, the normalist girl, the normally, but you're not, what I like about you, and I feel like a lot of other people, is like, you don't give thirsty, you know, dying for like, to be an influencer, you know, vibes, which is different than yeah. a lot of reality TV stars. But
yeah.
like, you'll do your brand deals, right? Like, you do that.
Yeah.
But like, you work at Loverboy. Before that, you worked,
Oxy-ton.
Like, do you think you would leave that job to be a full-time influencer, if not to leave for Loverboy? Or do you think that was never of interest to you?
I mean, I don't think that I would have ever done that. I think that like maybe I need to lean into the influencing a little bit more because
there are opportunities
yes,
there. Like, why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, exactly.
People want to know what you're buying.
Yeah.
People love your style.
But it needs to make sense for me. I think that's been my biggest issue with it is like, you know, brands reach out that I've never used or never would use. And I can't talk about something that I don't like believe in. I don't know how to make things up and lie.
Yeah.
So it has to be stuff that is authentic.
Yeah.
I should lean into that more. But yeah, I don't think I would have.
But I think people like that about you, that like you're not the typical influencer. Like you have a following. People want to wear what you're wearing. Like, you wear Birkenstocks, people want it. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, I'm like, that's so cool. Won't look like that on me.
Gotta own it.
People.
I look like a slum half
no,
the time.
No, you don't. People compare you to Hailey Bieber. That must be the best compliment ever.
And then people also get very mad that I get compared to Hailey Bieber. I didn't
choose
it. Oh,
there's both sides
yeah.
of the spectrum. No, I don't see that side. I see the Hailey Bieber side.
Yeah, I get it all the time. And
which
it's
is
not
such
something
a...
I'm trying to do. But at the same time, she does have like a lot of great looks, but she's not so like individual where no one else is doing what she's doing. So I'm like, there's so many girls doing like the clean girl makeup, the slick back hair.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know,
yeah.
I'm
but
sorry
I think
that
there's
my face
other
looks
similarities.
Like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a huge compliment.
It is.
So what are your goals? Like, what would your dream life be?
Dream life is like one day to just live on a farm and have like chickens.
Yeah, I saw you said
that. You know,
that.
Do all that fun stuff. I don't know if that would ever happen, or just have a bunch of dogs that I foster in the suburbs. But I also want to do something for myself, like have my own business, even if it lasts like 3 years, you know, just to do something and have something
and
of my own.
And what space do you think?
I've been putting a lot of thought into it. I'm not sure. I would love to do something in clothing, possibly.
Yeah.
Just because, like you said, there are a lot of people that, you know, I'll wear like Birkenstocks and people, you know, will want it. I'm not doing these like high fashion looks. So something that's like
sweater
more
you linked
attainable.
For like $250, you bitch. This Revolve
<I'm sorry>.
Sweater.
There's some
you
pieces
know
that are
talking
so
about?
Good. Was it the pink one?
No, black.
No.
Like kind of like loosey-goosey.
Oh, yes.
So this
oh my
is
God,
what I did.
The cashmere one.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Amanda linked it. It was like sold out. I signed up for the Notify like a loser. Got notified. And then when you get notified, you just automatically like, you're
yeah.
like, I've waited.
Feel pressure.
Yeah.
It's like it's time.
So I got it. Like pregnant in like a extra large.
But it's
large.
So comfortable and it's so cute.
I know. I kept it. I could
yes.
have returned it. I kept it. But you do influence. Okay.
I know.
Some quick fire question. Who's a dog person? Who's not? Paige.
She loves it as an accessory.
Okay. Doesn't seem dog person-y though.
She's really good with my dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl.
Yes, dog person.
Lindsay.
Yes.
Oh, Sierra.
Sierra is an animal person, but I think she leans towards cats.
Yeah, she does. She's a cat person. Who would you not trust from the cast to watch your dogs?
Would I not trust? Probably West.
He doesn't seem trustworthy with dogs. Is Kyle a good dog dad?
When he's left to his own devices, for the most part, I just have to remind him of something sometimes.
But you're better.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm the ultimate.
Oh, and just the anecdote about the Diet Coke page. Because I've had another conversation with another influencer since. We talked about
okay.
this. It's not the real Diet Coke page, you guys. The what? Instagram account, Diet Coke. Don't be flattered if they like your...
Here's my thought.
Okay.
Why wouldn't Diet Coke sue to get that page removed because they'd be impersonating them?
You're right. But
they're a huge brand.
You're right.
I feel like there has to be some sort of connection there. I agree. It's not like someone in the Coca-Cola office being like liking my like stuff.
Maybe
and
they
DMing
like it.
Me.
Why not? But they're hyping up the brand.
It has to somehow be approved. Coca-Cola is not going to let a verified Diet Coke account be like, you know.
Okay. You make a good point. I still don't think it's
them.
Like of the Coke.
Yeah, but they have to have some sort of approval.
You think?
There's no way a brand that big would let a verified account represent them and not have some sort of oversight of what they're posting.
I feel like all the influencers who love Diet Coke, which is everybody, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's like gets excited when Diet Coke. I had the same reaction. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be a model for Diet Coke, you know?
Yeah.
And then like.
They didn't offer to send me anything, which
yeah.
I'm extremely
right.
upset
oh, sorry.
About.
Right. That's yes. what I wanted. The free Diet Coke.
But I don't think a brand that large would let a verified account represent them without having some
Amanda,
sort of
you're literally
it.
Forgetting that people today pay for verification.
But again, Coca-Cola would report them
oh, okay.
and talk through Instagram.
Okay, let us know what you guys
and
think,
let
you
them,
guys.
You know, they'd get rid of that page fast.
Is it the real Diet Coke page? Yes.
Coca-Cola,
or no?
Let us know.
Coca-Cola, test them. Thank you for coming on,
Thank
Amanda.
You.
I loved having you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.